Sean Hook on Quinny's Best Variety, Mix 97. It is Tuesday morning. Hope you had a nice long weekend. And Tim Durkin is joining us in the studio this morning. Tim is on holidays this week, but he was just in moments ago. He was live on CTV's morning show on television. And Tim was on numerous networks yesterday talking about our former colleague and his good friend, Captain Jen Casey, who was killed in the Snowbirds accident Sunday in Kamloops. You've been sharing stories about Jennifer and giving Canadians an idea what she was like outside the radio station and outside her role in the Canadian Armed Forces, and you've been doing a great job, and I think many Canadians all wish they would have known her because she was quite the spirit.
And when you hear the stories and see the stories that that people are sharing, whether they met her for 7 or 8 minutes in her job or they knew her whole life, they would consider her a friend. She was just that type of personality. There's something about the East Coast, and there's something in the water down there that they are the most giving, generous people. Yeah. And you feel for Halifax right now. You feel for Nova Scotia between the helicopter crash and the gunman and now losing one of their daughters to this. It's, you know, God love them. There's tough times.
Well, Jen has a connection with Quinny Broadcasting. She worked in our news center for a year and a half or so.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, and how she made her way, her boyfriend, I believe Mike was the boyfriend at the time, or husband. We was working at CFB Trenton, or he was being posted to CFB Trenton. And Jen had reached out to me and said, I'm going to be moving to the Quinny area, and I'm a producer right now of a talk show in Halifax at 95.7, a news talk station in Halifax. And I said, hey, when you're in town, let's get together. She popped in. I remember taking her around the radio station. You recall that on Sunday we were talking about that. The first day she was here, there was no job yet, but just took her on the tour.
You found one for her because you knew how good she was.
Yeah, yeah, but we just, so she would get an idea of the energy in the building, and wasn't long after she started here at Quinny Broadcasting. And, you know, when you hear from some of the colleagues here, Mary Thomas from our newsroom sent an email to all of us yesterday, and she said, one of my memories of Jennifer singing the lyrics to Gordon Lightfoot's Sundown. I guess that was one of her favorite songs, too. Always singing that tune in the newsroom.
And you think of somebody who could be more Canadian, good East Coast girl. She was a Montreal Canadiens fan, so I know Orlena, that would have...
That would have run true. I only got to meet her just a couple of times. I don't really remember, but I was saying to you earlier that how you spoke about her and like the joy that she brought to people's lives when you were on television yesterday... It was, you know, you painted a really kind of beautiful picture of her.
And she was the best. Wow. She was such a hip fan. She was at the last show in Kingston. Yeah. So you put a hockey fan together with a hip fan, a snowbird. Mm-hmm. What is more Canadian than Captain Casey was?
Justin Anderson was in yesterday. Global News was here yesterday and did a piece. Our friend Morgan Campbell from this area is now working at Global as a reporter.
She lives in Wooler.
Piece with Tim and I yesterday, but Justin Anderson came in to do his shift, and he did afternoon stuff on his show with Jennifer Howell. That's how she was here at Mix 97, and he shared some memories. He said he had a great day with her at Media Day a couple of years ago, and the air show was on, and he said how Jennifer looked after him to make sure that everything was just picture perfect for Justin and any of the planes he wanted to go for a ride on. He was looked after, and you could sense in Justin yesterday that, mind you, they weren't always in contact, but somebody had worked with and did a live radio show in the afternoon with, you know, it's just,
you could be away from her for 2 or 3 years and you'd pick right back up.
And I always remember Jennifer Howell when she worked here, Captain Casey now, always sticking her head in my office periodically and saying, I really want to produce the Lauren Brooker show. And at the time, we had a producer in there, but she always wanted to produce that show because her background in Halifax was working at a news talk radio station. And you mentioned that she was quite involved in junior hockey in the East Coast.
Yeah, she produced the Halifax Mooseheads games. And, of course, that was when Nathan MacKinnon was there and they were winning their championships. And when she came, and that was the first discussions you had, she would She was a social person. She loved her craft beer. She loved her show. And I'll tell you quickly her Rob Baker story. She was such a hip fan. Mm. We were walking down Front Street, and it was the Trues opening up. I think maybe Sammy Hagar, but one of the openers was the Trues. And of course, the Trues and the Hip recorded in Bath. Well, we're walking in and just saying a few words to Rob Baker, and Jen turns and says, "Is that Rob Baker?" And I mean, he's got the big long hair. Yeah. I said, "Yeah." And there's a great photo of her beside him at Empire Rock Fest, and she is in her element and just a pure joy and a smile that just made other people smile, and she made you a better person just knowing her.
She was living in this area when she was working at CFP Trenton. She was in Quinney West, and I saw some messages from neighbors and some educators that she was connected to a lot of different things in the area and did a lot of outreach.
And just her media background led to excelling at what she ended up doing. And you think about how difficult it is to rise in the ranks in our military because of the pride and how good our people are. And she finished as a captain in 4 years.
Yeah.
And
well educated. She had her degree from Dalhousie University, and then she finished off with a master's from University in British Columbia.
Had to learn French. The other story that tied up Jen's late father, my Jennifer's late father, worked on the Snowbirds when he was in the military. And he passed last year, but he and Jen had talked about the planes and everything that
connection
they were in.
But you also said, like, just to share, like, how great of a friend she was to you, that she made that effort on your wedding day.
She was in basic training. I think it's north of Montreal where they do basic training. And she got up on the Saturday, and it's the one week that they have 10 hours of sleep or something in basic. She drove all the way down and was almost falling asleep at the table. And she got back up the next morning, drove all the way back, and had to continue basic training. We used to watch her dog, Daenerys, and she would watch our dog. She helped me move into my apartment on Moira West, and she was over at my house in Bayside, and we were over at her place in Trenton all the time. And there's 500 stories like this in the region. You know, if you met her once or you met her your whole life, she was Jen.
She was in Trenton at the base, Mother's Day weekend, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and you'd reached out to her and said, "Why don't you pop over and have a COVID-19 beer at the end of the driveway?" But they weren't allowed to actually go out and leave the base to take it.
No, they were sequestered. Yeah. She said, "Wish Jen, my Jen, a happy birthday." She knew it was her birthday, and she said, "Give the nugget a little squeeze for me." She said, "I'd love to see her, but we can't leave." So she said, "Till the next time I'm in the area."
Yeah, it's just sad all around. And, you know,
it's sad to lose a friend, Tim.
Yeah, and I think everybody here would consider that.
And then in this industry, folks, if we can just a bit longer, in this industry, morning shows come in, they're in early, there's people rotating around the clock, and you can go months without seeing somebody. They're a colleague. Mm-hmm. They might do the afternoon shift in the news center or an afternoon show, and you can go months. And that would happen when Jen was here, that there would be lots of times you wouldn't see much of each other, but you would hear them on the air, and she was the consummate professional, and it's so, so sad, and 35 years young, and lots of life to live yet, and quite an impact she made, and a role model for many.
And I think that I know the push is on to have her brought back here to come down the Highway of Heroes before she heads home.
It's been a tough go for many, and Tim was very close to Captain Jennifer Casey, and sharing stories with other media sources around the country over the last day and a half, and that's part of the therapy, I think, for the healing process, is remembering those good times that
there was a lot of them.
Jennifer shared. Last thing, have there been any connection to how the parents are doing? I mean, that's a tough. I mean, very, very tough. But
so her ex, I've stayed best friends with Mike, and He's talked to Jen's mom. That's how he found out. And he said she's having a real tough time, but she said that the support is just, you know, it's truly overwhelming. You see the Prime Minister, Julie Payette. The great photo she had with Commander Chris Hadfield from the space station, he reposted that photo, and that kind of speaks to who she was.
Thanks for this morning.
Thank you.
Tim Durkin joining Orlean and I here in Studio 97.
Do you know why?